This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is pressing on with evacuation flights under Taliban efforts at tighter security one day after the suicide attack that killed scores of Afghans and U.S. service members. Crowds outside the airport appeared as thick as ever Friday, despite the suicide attack that killed 13 American service members and dozens of Afghans. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the deadline for leaving Afghanistan is still the end of the month.
You're going to see us begin to make those muscle movements to pull out our troops and some of our equipment.
The United States warned that more attacks could come ahead of President Joe Biden's fast approaching deadline to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan. UN agencies are appealing for nearly $300 million in preparation for the possible exodus of thousands of Afghan refugees. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR Deputy High Commissioner Kelly Clements says preparations are underway to assist host governments in the region with financial and material support to care for a large influx of refugees. She says discussions with national authorities are underway on scaling up the humanitarian response. She notes the proposed regional response plan is a critical part of that process.
We need, therefore, to be prepared for any number of eventualities. That takes resources, preparation, and a reasonable amount of lead time.
Most of the support is likely to go to Iran and Pakistan, countries that are already hosting 2.2 million Afghans, many of whom have been living there for decades. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Gunmen in Nigeria have freed scores of students they kidnapped in May from an Islamic school in Niger State. Timothy Obizu reports from Abuja.
Nigerian media report the families of the students twice paid ransoms to the bandits before their release. Armed men raided the school on May 30 and kidnapped 136 students. Nigerian media report six of the students died in captivity and 15 escaped in June. Kidnapped for ransom criminal groups known locally as bandits have been targeting Nigerian schools in a series of brazen attacks. They have kidnapped more than 1,000 students since December from schools and colleges across northern Nigeria. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A judge in Florida has ruled that school districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, saying that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the face coverings. Leon County Circuit Judge John C. Cooper agreed with a group of parents who claimed in a lawsuit that DeSantis's order is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. The governor's order had given parents the sole right to decide if their child wears a mask at school. Cooper said DeSantis's order is without legal authority. His decision came after a three-day virtual hearing and after at least 10 Florida school boards voted to defy DeSantis and impose mask requirements with no parental opt-out. Florida continues to lead the United States in infections with the coronavirus Delta variant. Hurricane Ida struck Cuba on Friday as a rapidly intensifying storm that could speed across warm Gulf waters and slam into Louisiana as a Category 3 hurricane by Sunday. National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg told AP that Ida could reach the Gulf Coast in just a couple of days.
We are looking at a possible impact along the coast of Louisiana or even Mississippi if the storm was to tip a little bit to the right. And that looks like it's going to be sometime late Sunday. Again, can't pinpoint exact times, but that late Sunday time frame is when we might expect the center to be near the coast.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered the evacuation of everyone living outside the levee system that protects the area from flooding. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state's coastline is in the storm's forecast cone and has declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.